The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to the Banned Book Breakdown, a podcast that delves into the world of censored literature, where we will review and draw attention to the stories of authors who the government has tried to silence. I'm your host, DJ Blue, and remember, literature unites us, censorship divides us. Let's review banned books. Welcome back to the Banned Book Breakdown. I'm your host, DJ Blue, and today we'll be reviewing one of my personal favorite authors, Ellen Hopkins. Ellen Hopkins is a unique author in a multitude of ways. Starters, her books are written in the form of free verse poetry, and this is unique from other books, and it's also one of the things that initially drew me to her work. At first, it was a little confusing, and I did kind of have a hard time following along with some of her storylines, specifically the first book of hers that I read, titled Rumble, which is actually what we'll be reviewing in this episode. But eventually, as I kept reading and I started understanding her stylistic choices a little more, it really captivated me, and it actually made me fall in love with her as a writer and also the topics that she covers in a lot of her books. And while the difficult topics that she tackles are a reason that I was drawn to her writing, it is also the reason for so many of her books being banned. To name a few of her books that have been widely banned, a few of them are Crank, Rumble, and Tricks. Almost all of Hopkins' books cover difficult topics, some of them including addiction, abuse, mental health, suicide, sexuality. And so these topics and the way that she goes about exploring them and writing them tend to resonate with a lot of people, but it also is the reason that so many of her books have landed on banned book lists across schools and libraries. So then the reasoning for banning based off of these topics is that people complain that they're too mature or inappropriate for teens and that they glorify bad behavior. And I think it's important to understand the way that Ellen Hopkins writes these books and the way that she explores these difficult topics, because I feel like so much of the time we're assuming things and we're assuming that these things are being glorified or that they're being romanticized, but they're not. Instead, it's important to look at it through the lens of representation, that many teens face the same issues that Ellen Hopkins and many other authors write about, like addiction and violence, abuse, and other issues. They offer a mirror showing them that they're not alone and that the issues they struggle with aren't something they need to be ashamed of, and that they are something they're able to speak out about. Another aspect to consider is that by portraying these difficult topics in such a real way, Hopkins is able to educate people on what it's like. Specifically, her book, Crank, is about her daughter and her daughter's struggle with addiction. It also is important to acknowledge that these difficult topics need to be talked about. And by writing about them and including them in literature, we are encouraging dialogue, which is something that's so important. Finally, by banning books, we're almost in a way underestimating the ability of young adult readers to handle these topics and to comprehend these topics. We're kind of assuming that teens and young adults can't handle these stories. And by banning books, we really are underestimating their ability to critically think and engage with difficult material. So in this episode, we'll be specifically diving into Ellen Hopkins, one of her most difficult books for me, but it was also one of my favorite books. And it was so impactful that even to this day, I tend to name it off as one of my favorite books. Novel Rumble delves into issues with exploring sexuality, struggles with mental health and suicide, as well as parental neglect and PTSD of veterans. I want to start by talking about how Hopkins' writing in verse affects this storyline specifically. I felt like when I started off reading, like I mentioned, I was a little confused. I was a little lost. It was a little hard for me to follow. But then as it went on, I kind of gained a better understanding. And I also kind of realized that by doing this, Hopkins is able to move the novel along very quickly, as it does cover a pretty large span of time and a lot of different events that occur in the main character's life. And so by using verse, she's able to move the novel quickly and also create this sense of urgency and panic in the really important and difficult moments of struggle in the book. And to give a quick synopsis of the book, it follows a high school student, Matt Turner, who struggles with his anger and despair and mourning of his younger brother, Luke, who commits suicide due to the bullying he experienced for being gay. In the book, one of the biggest obstacles is that Matt blames himself for not answering his little brother's final call, where he was seeking help and solace and comfort from somebody, but Matt ultimately did not pick up the phone. And so he places this blame and has this weight of guilt on himself for not answering that final call. And in addition to this, Matt also holds others responsible for the death of his little brother because of the extremely cruel bullying that his little brother had to endure just for being gay. And he struggles with his grief and as well as the grief affecting his family life and his the relationship between his parents falling apart and his relationship with his parents falling apart, as well as his struggle with his girlfriend and her extremely religious beliefs, in which a lot of her opinions are rooted and in turn directly conflict with everything that Matt believes, but also what his brother had to experience. And so the story specifically delves into themes of faith, forgiveness, bullying, suicide, sexuality. And in the end, there's a lot of different twists and turns in the book where there's some moments where things happen that you really completely don't expect, but that really pull the story together and just add so many different dimensions to what Matt is experiencing. Back to this concept of not wanting to explore these difficult topics and instead banning books is, it's just not the answer. And there's so many different reasons for this. Biggest issue with the banning of Rumble specifically is that it is, like many other banned books, it's realistic. It's not romanticizing these difficult topics. It's relatable. And I think the important thing to remember when so many people are saying, oh, this isn't realistic, this doesn't really happen, it doesn't happen to you. And so it's really easy to say that things aren't realistic when you're not the one experiencing them. And specifically when talking about this novel, the suicide of Matt's little brother, while it is a difficult topic, it's something that happens every day. Members of the LGBTQ community every day are struggling with bullying and their mental health because of this bullying. And to say that this real life experience of someone isn't realistic, isn't fair, and it's not true. While suicide and sexuality are two very difficult topics to discuss, they're important topics to discuss, like many others. And it's important to have these difficult reads because so many people struggle with the same things that Hopkins writes about. And so by writing about these things and doing it in the way that she does it, she's able to reach such a large audience. And again, I think claiming, well, this isn't realistic, this doesn't actually happen, how often is this actually happening? It's ignorant at the end of the day, because you're not accounting for anybody else. You're really only thinking about your experiences and the experiences of people that you know, when at the end of the day, the world is so much bigger than that. And so it's important for everyone to see representation and authenticity in their struggles and their experiences, not just yours and what you believe to be true and authentic, because that looks different for everyone. While Rumble is a difficult read, and it's an emotional read for sure, it is full of authenticity, and it really is such a powerful novel and beautifully written. Like most of Ellen Hopkins' books, it covers difficult topics with grace and dignity and authenticity. And it's important to read books like this, where sometimes we talk about uncomfortable topics that make us uncomfortable, but those are conversations that need to be had, and they're books that need to be read. Thanks for tuning in, and be sure to listen to the next episode next week, where we will also be reviewing another Ellen Hopkins book.